News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
How important is the green issue to you? It hasn't been one of the main election issues, which is something of a surprise given the success of the Greens in the local elections 12 months ago. We're going to be talking in a few moments to an expert on the environment to ask which parties have the best policies. It's strange, though. It has barely featured in the campaign.
Health, housing.
It's only the future of the world.
Yeah, health, housing and climate. I think on day one, we probably assumed were going to be the number one issues. Now, look, there's always things that come up, that Paul Quinn and everything to do with it, and Conor Murphy, of course, which we've been talking about
issues,
this morning.
Yeah.
Important issues. But nothing happened to the climate issue to suggest it was solved, to explain why it kind of, I suppose, tumbled down maybe people's priority list. It certainly hasn't got as much attention as I imagined it would have.
Is that because ultimately we care about, well, we care deeply about climate change in the abstract, but actually when it comes to the nuts and bolts, and certainly when it comes to taking difficult decisions, because we will have to change our lifestyle, that is inevitable, that we are quite content to stick our head in the sand?
Yeah, and I think whichever party you feel your allegiance is to, they probably all make enough of the right sounds about climate change that if it's something that you're kind of mildly concerned about, you can say, oh, well, look, you know, it's there in the manifesto and they all say they're going to do the right thing. So that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I think there's a large amount of St. Augustine's, Lord make me chase, but just not yet about the whole thing.
53106. Have we got it wrong? Is it still a big issue on the doors out there? Is it something that you're talking to your friends and to your family about? Maybe we've missed the national mood on it. 53106. Drop us a text at a cost of 30 cent.
John Gibbons, environmental journalist and commentator. Are you disappointed at how it hasn't been a central feature in the campaign?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, probably if we go back to about a year ago, back to March 2019, when we had the first of the climate strikes, and then the momentum really picked up during 2019. We had over 20,000 people on the streets of Dublin in September last. So it did seem like there was a lot of momentum. We also, of course, declared a national climate and biodiversity emergency on the 10th of May last, only the second country in the world. Although I remember watching it that night on television, and one thing struck me as rather odd. There were six deputies in the Dáil chamber for the declaration of an emergency. And I thought there was obviously a bigger emergency happening in the Dáil bar that night.
Okay. Let's we've asked you just to have a look at the various manifestos, particularly of the main parties, just to see how they score in terms of green issues. Let's start with Fianna Fáil.
Okay. In my Irish Times article yesterday, I kind of probably suggested that there were likely to be the party that would end up probably doing business with the Greens.
They're likely to be the biggest party, I think that's the way things are shaping up.
But let me give you a more objective scale. And there was an analysis done on this by three climate policy experts commissioned by a group called One Future Ireland. So you may have heard a little bit about this, but I'll tell you anyway. And they came up with a grading. It is exam season, so they gave a grading, right? So they started, you might be surprised to hear that the Green Party's policies only achieved an overall B grade. So they didn't quite make an A grade because they said basic lack of ambition. And this is the Green Party.
But
I know it's a little bit of a surprise. And one of the
That's like Sinn Féin being found wanting on the national question,
Say that. Well, I mean, obviously the Greens are far and away. And I should say, by the way, that B was by far the best result. People for Profit came in with a C grade. But you asked me about Fianna Fáil. Fianna Fáil, they got an F for Fianna Fáil.
Wow.
And actually, F is also the F in Fine Gael. So both of the major parties were graded F. Now, these are the work of the analysis of three climate policy experts who did a deep dive on this. People far more qualified than me to dig this out.
Okay.
And it's interesting, Shane, because yesterday I got a phone call from one of the F parties, from one of the advisors, you know, berating me. How dare I suggest that they weren't fantastic on climate? This particular party has been in government for the last 9 years and has done absolutely nothing. But in their own mind, they're playing a blinder. I was even looking at Simon Coveney's video this morning from Cork, and he's basically, they're all over climate. So there's a cognitive dissonance is how I describe it.
Okay, F for Fianna Fáil, F for Fine Gael, Sinn Féin?
E. They scored really badly. And I'll tell you actually a little bit.
How is Sinn Féin getting better than the two main parties? Because Sinn Féin have completely ruled out carbon taxes.
That's right. I mean, carbon taxes are one issue in this. And obviously Sinn Féin have taken what some would believe is the populist stance on this, and that is they opposed, as you know, they opposed water charges, and People for Profit opposed water charges very politically, very successfully and very shrewdly. Sinn Féin now are opposing property taxes, which the mind boggles. They've also, of course, taken a position against any form of carbon tax. However, they have been caught in saying, they were asked the question on TV the other night, OK, well, would you repeal the existing carbon taxes? And they had no answer for that. So I think there's huge inconsistency.
OK,
so,
is there an inconsistency then in putting them above Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
OK, well, I'll give you what the experts said about it. The reason that they ranked them, they said, is that the party, OK, while they haven't been great on climate action in the past, and also their priorities in terms of where they're spending their money, they're still spending too much money, for example, on roads, right?
Yeah.
This is still a problem that goes across. On the other hand, where they tend to be stronger is on, say, free public transport for the under-18s. And also, say, in the agriculture area, they came up with a couple of interesting ideas, one of which I mentioned yesterday. They were suggesting an environmental basic income for farmers. However, Sinn Féin went exactly down the same populist route as Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael when it came to the big national issue, and which, of course, is what do we do with the so-called national herd,
yeah,
which, as you know, has spiralled in size, particularly
yeah,
dairy cows, gone up by over 300,000. And all three parties, Shane, have funked it, including Sinn
yeah,
Féin. They're all running scared of the rural vote and specifically of the ag lobby.
OK, so all the parties basically have failed when it comes... Oh, sorry, the big three have failed when it comes to climate change.
Yeah. Now, OK, again, as I mentioned, People Before Profit, their policies are good. They actually had a separate manifesto called Planet Before Profit, which is pretty good. Now, the hole in it for me, again, is the carbon tax thing, because, you know, we can argue about this all morning. And I do think as well, and we asked the question in your opening segment, why does climate keep getting pushed into this little hole, right? And I believe it's because it's constantly positioned as another tax, another imposition
yeah,
on people. And basically, sort of, if we ignore it, it'll go away.
You think, on balance, the best partner for the Green Party in coalition is Fianna Fáil. Why do you say that, given that they're getting an F from
yes,
the experts?
I'm saying this based on history. The last time that Fianna Fáil... OK, I also used the phrase in the article yesterday that Fianna Fáil are pliable. They will tend to wrap themselves around the strongest available ideology.
Be it Labour, be it the PDs,
whatever
be it the
it
Greens.
Whatever it is, they tend yeah, to shape-shift to the available... I think Fianna Fáil's big thing is being in power. That's always been their big thing. And that's not a criticism, by the way. They tend to be the party... They see themselves as the party of power, and therefore they will tend, as they did, as you correctly said, with whether it was with the PDs, whoever, they tend to adjust their feet to their dancing partner, right? And this is what we've seen. So, for example, back in 2007, 2008... Yes, we know there was a massive crash and so on. But before that happened, Fianna Fáil and the Greens made some actual progress. And some of that progress we still see today. We have decent building regulations in Ireland. I know we don't have enough houses, but every new built house and apartment in Ireland is minimum A3 standard. And anyone living in one of these will tell you that the power of regulation to do the right thing. And this, Shane, is what we never hear about when we talk about climate and stuff, is how much good you can do for people. You know, you can actually improve their lives, improve the quality of their lives by making changes that also, by the way, have an environmental dividend.
Are you emphatic then that the Greens, because there would be some in the party, yeah, some reasonably high profile members of the party that would say, no, do not go into coalition with one of the two, the big two parties, Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. You're more pragmatic. Am I right in saying that?
I think so. I think the Green leadership tend to be very practical and pragmatic. I mean, they spent before they went in, I know they got a bit of a dusting for their troubles, but before that they spent 30 years in the backbenches. And I remember Mary Harney, former Taoiseach, she put it very well. She said the best day on the backbenches is still worse than the worst day in government.
Yeah.
And I believe that if you're interested in policy and you also believe you're in a hurry, let's say you actually accept that we're up against
yeah,
a climate deadline, and let's imagine that let's accept that you actually believe the phrase climate emergency means it's an emergency. Well, then what is the point in warming the backbenches for the next 5 years? You've got to get in. And I think I heard Eamon Ryan say this as well. Somebody said, well, what if you get, you know, if you lose your seats the next time? And his thing is, look, we don't have time. We're not in this to simply accumulate seats, and we need
okay,
to get in and we need to do stuff.
All right. John Gibbons, environmental journalist and commentator. Thanks indeed for coming into us this morning.